This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal, who is in Washington, D.C., holding meetings with various dignitaries. Nepal initiates process to repatriate Bipin Joshi's body from Israel. And bus fire leaves 20 people dead in Indian state of Rajasthan, 16 people killed in a fire in a garment factory in Bangladesh. Now the news in detail. Minister for Finance Rameshwar Prasad Khanal, who is in the United States capital, Washington, D.C., to participate in the annual meetings of World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, attended several meetings and discussions on Monday and Tuesday. On Tuesday, Minister Khanal had a meeting with Deputy United States Trade Representative Brian Switzer. During this meeting, bilateral trade and tax policies were discussed. The Nepali Embassy in the United States stated that the discussion was fruitful. The meeting was attended by officials from both the United States and Nepal. Similarly, on the same day, Minister Khanal discussed cooperation with Abdul Rahman Al Marshad, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Saudi Fund for Development. The minister also held discussions with representatives of various international organizations that have been partnering in Nepal's development. The meeting was attended by Nepal's ambassador to the United States, Lok Darshan Regmi, embassy representatives, members of Minister Khanal's delegation, and other staff. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, MOFA, of Nepal has begun the process to bring back the body of Bipin Joshi. Joshi was in Israel under the Learn and Earn agricultural training program before he was abducted by Hamas on the 7th of October 2023. He was killed while being held hostage. The Nepali embassy in Israel confirmed his death based on official communication from Israeli authorities, with a representative visiting the National Center for Forensic Medicine in Tel Aviv to verify his identity. Following the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas on the 13th of October 2025, Joshi's body was handed over to Israel via the Red Cross. MOFA expressed grief over Joshi's death, offering condolences to his family and pledging to investigate the cause and circumstances of his demise. The ministry also committed to securing justice, social security compensation, and insurance for Joshi's family. In a phone call, Israel's Director General of Foreign Affairs, Eden Bartal, informed Nepal's Foreign Secretary, Amrit Bahadur Rai, of Joshi's death, expressing sorrow and convening condolences on behalf of Israel. Bartal noted that ceremonies will be held in Joshi's memory at the airport in Israel and upon his coffin's arrival in Nepal, attended by the Israeli ambassador in Nepal. Israel pledged to provide Joshi's family with the same rights and care as families of murdered Israeli citizens. Secretary Rai thanked Israel for its handling of the case. CPNUML's 10th Central Committee meeting is underway in Lalitpur. In the meeting, party chair K.P. Sharma Oli will present a political report covering current political developments. The authorities stated that the interested Central Committee member would be provided with 3 minutes to express their opinions on Chair Oli's political report. The meeting will decide the time and place for the party's general convention to be held in the upcoming December. Previously, the secretariat meeting held on the 10th and 12th of October had decided to hold the party's general convention in the second week of December. Speaker Devraj Khimire has started consultation with the political parties on the contemporary political situation. The chief whips and whips of the political parties representing the dissolved House of Representatives attended the discussion held at the Speaker's office, Singhadarbar, today. However, representatives of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party did not attend the discussion. The discussion between the Speaker and the chief whips and whips has been taken seriously when the political parties, including Nepali Congress and CPNUML, are holding their own office bearers and central committee meetings and discussing whether to take part in the election or fight the dissolution of the House of Representatives in the court. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 20 people were killed after a passenger bus caught fire in western Indian state of Rajasthan on Tuesday. According to local media, the bus carrying over 50 passengers was traveling between Jaisalmer and Jodhpur when smoke was seen emerging from the back of the vehicle. The driver stopped on the highway, but the bus soon went up in flames. The incident occurred shortly after the bus departed from Jaisalmer around 3 p.m. local time. 15 passengers, including two children, sustained several burn injuries, with some suffering burns over 70% of their bodies. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the tragedy, saying he was distressed by the loss of lives and praying for the speedy recovery of the injured. In a separate incident, at least 16 people were killed after a massive fire broke out at a garment factory in Bangladesh's capital Dhaka. Officials warned that the death toll could rise as rescue operations continued. The fire began around midday at a four-story factory in the city's Mirpur area and was brought under control after 3 hours. However, an adjacent chemical warehouse continued to burn. Fire officials said the recovered bodies were burnt beyond recognition. An elite military unit in Madagascar says it has seized power from President Andry Rajoelina after weeks of youth-led protest in the Indian Ocean nation. According to the BBC, standing outside the presidential palace on Tuesday, Colonel Michael Randierina announced that the military would form a transitional government and hold elections within 2 years. He also declared that the suspension of the key democratic institution, including the Electoral Commission, was convened. Colonel said that members of the Gen Z protest movement would be included in the transitional process, noting that the movement was created in the streets, so they had to respect their demands. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be clear across the country today. It will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki and Sudhir Paschim provinces. There is also a possibility of light rain at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal, who is in Washington, D.C., busy holding meetings with various dignitaries. Nepal initiates process to repatriate Bipin Joshi's body from Israel. And bus fire leaves 20 people dead in Indian state of Rajasthan, 16 people killed in a garment fire in a garment factory in Bangladesh. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.